NGEN will be the follow-on to NMCI, the Navy Marine Corps intranet. NMCI was a huge project more than 10 years ago when the Navy started it. The idea was to consolidate the service's scattered legacy networks into one Navy and Marine Corps enterprise network. The department says it was a big success, even after some bumps and some culture shock, but the method they used was to outsource the entire enterprise to a company, now Hewlett-Packard, that owned and operated the entire network. The Navy Department's problem was that they couldn't see the nitty-gritty business details of their own network. That will change under NGEN, says Captain Sean Hendricks, NGEN's program manager. He says getting control over their own networks will make a huge difference for the department.
Because I'll have insight into the pieces and parts. The current contract is a FAR Part 12, which is a commercial services contract. How much does the carton that you buy your eggs cost? I don't know either. It costs less than the cost of the eggs, right? But you need the cart. We're going to be a FAR Part 15. FAR Part 15 allows me to get pricing data for anything I need. So when you say, how much does email cost, I will be able to tell. How much does a data center cost, I'll be able to tell you, and I'll track it.
The NMCI contract expired last year. Rather than recompeting it, Navy Department officials wanted to go in a different direction. In the meantime, they're in a shorter continuity of services contract with HP. In the case of the Navy, the network will be government-owned and contractor-operated. NGEN will not be a new network, per se, at least initially, and there will be no huge upfront expenditure. The government will buy back and update the existing network work through tech refresh funds. For the Marines, it'll be government-owned and government-operated. NGEN will be split into two large segments, transport services and enterprise services. Vendors will be responsible for running 38 separate services on NGEN, but that doesn't mean 38 separate contracts. There will be only one, perhaps two, large awards made to prime contractors through one request for proposals with multiple performance of work statements.
This is the thing that I want to make sure people understand, because what they hear when I say there's a possibility award come one contract, he's trying to go back to NMCI. He's trying to go back to the monolithic contract. That is not the case. But in this environment, Company X proposes for enterprise services. Company X also happens to have a capability to propose for transport, and they propose for transport. I award two contracts, both to Company X. I'm going to pay twice for stuff that I should be able to pay for once to the same company. Wouldn't you as a taxpayer want to know how much savings would have been there if I'd only awarded one contract?
The Navy will decide whether to split the award between two large system integrators or just one based on the proposals they get back. The awards will be for one base year with four option years. Hendricks says the contracts will give the department the flexibility to recompete only the IT services they need to, rather than relying on a single vendor for the entire enterprise.
I think about my successor. How is he going to, after the first 5 years of NGEN are up, when does he have to start thinking about competing again? I don't want him to have to do as much work as we do. I don't want to have him to have to go, I need a continuity of services contract. I need more time. I want him to be able to do it within the time that's available. So we're trying to think about periodic competition up front of what makes sense. It may not be the whole thing. It may be the whole thing. It may be pieces. It may be parts. I want the government, I want the department to have that option available so they can do what is in their own best interest and not be forced to do it all or nothing.
Another large award could involve a service contract for continuously providing updated computers and other end-user devices, but Hendricks says no decision's been made on that yet. The Navy's planning to award the contracts on the basis of lowest price technically acceptable. The government will set what Hendricks says will be very stringent benchmarks for the services a contractor has to provide, tied to specific levels of service. Out of any vendors that meet that threshold, the lowest price wins. This is his reasoning.
It is the most precious network in the Department of the Navy, but it is made of the same stuff that makes up the networks that support USAA and Procter & Gamble and the Federal Bank and the Army and the Air Force. And there are companies out there who do it for a living, more than one. The distinguishing characteristics are hard to define. And we believe that making it an LPTA gives us the best opportunity to get the right guy in.
HP is likely to be one of the vendors who bids on NGEN. Hendricks acknowledges they have a huge advantage over their competitors since they've owned and operated the Navy's networks for the last decade.
The incumbent always has an advantage. But I've got to operate the network. I can't do it without them. So the way we battle that is we provide as much as we can to everyone. I don't do anything with Hewlett-Packard that I'm not willing to tell anybody else. There are no secrets. Look, the biggest risk to my program is that I have a sustained protest. that benefits no one but the incumbent. So everything we do works towards having the cleanest source selection that we can have. We publish. We've put out the tech data package, and I'll keep putting it out there. And anytime we do something with HP, I'll put it out there.
The next thing the Navy will put out there will be the third in a series of acquisition concept documents for NGEN, then a formal draft request for proposals on September 30th, followed by another industry forum on October 28th. Hendricks says they'll issue a final RFP on December 21st with hopes to award a contract or contracts by next spring. He says they have to get the final RFP out the door by December in order to get NGEN in place by the time the NMCI contract expires.
The time to compete this is now. We need to award a new contract because it's the right thing to do. We need to demonstrate that we can compete this network as and when we decide is right, and not be driven to compete or not compete because we can.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.